Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where I share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address and that's mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, just like everybody else, I am working from home today. I didn't have my disclaimer MP3 or my closing music. So please be aware that the information that I talk about, you need to talk to your current agent or insurance company to verify that the coverage is correct and get more information as it pertains to your insurance policy, okay? This is only for informational purposes. Again, I need you to talk to your hometown insurance agent or your insurance company for more information as far as how this will affect you and your policies. Now, during tough times, the COVID-19 stay home, stay safe mandate, small businesses are trying to find ways to stay afloat, which may include delivery options when delivery may not have been available before. Downtown Zeeland, I've got several small restaurants that usually either dine in or take out. Now they are switching over to a model where they will deliver to you. And that's something that they didn't do prior. But now in order to stay afloat in this new economic climate, that's something that they have to do. Okay. Insurance companies are responding to the current climate by modifying their personal auto and motorcycle policies to include coverage that was excluded prior. Now, the unendorsed personal auto policy does have exclusions for using your personal auto for business. Exclusion number 7 says maintaining or using any vehicle while that person is employed or otherwise engaged in any business not described in exclusion A6. Now, let me read A6 to you. While employed or otherwise engaged in the business of selling, repairing, servicing, storing, parking vehicles designed for use mainly on public highways. This includes road testing and delivery. This exclusion does not apply to the ownership, maintenance, or use of your covered auto by you or any family member. So in exclusion A6, employed or otherwise engaged in the business of selling, repairing, servicing, storing, parking vehicles, okay, they're not going to cover on your personal auto policy. It's not like you can have your own little car dealership where, you know, you've got a dozen vehicles on your personal auto policy and you sit there and fix them up and sell them. They're not going to cover you while you're in the business of doing that. They're not going to cover you while you're in the business of repairing vehicles for sale or servicing vehicles, you know, like a backyard mechanic. They aren't going to cover you for that stuff. And if you read in exclusion number 7 again, maintaining or using any vehicle while that person is employed or otherwise engaged in any business not described in exclusion A6. So again, A6 is selling, repairing, servicing, storing, or parking vehicles as a business. Exclusion number 7 says that they aren't going to cover you for using your vehicle for any other businesses not listed. So in addition to selling, repairing, servicing, storing, parking, they will not cover you for using your vehicle for business purposes, such as delivering. So if you decide to be a personal taxi cab, you know, through Uber or Lyft or, you know, one of the transportation networks, or if you're delivering food like, you know, through Pizza Hut or Uber Eats or, you know, something to that effect, they are not going to cover you for that because you are using your vehicle for business. All right. Now, again, with the COVID-19 stay home, stay safe mandate, the insurance companies realize that people, if they want to continue to be employed, may have to deliver food for their employer, or they may have to resort to joining a transportation network like Uber or Lyft or Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, that type of stuff in order to make money while they're out of work. So a lot of these insurance carriers have modified their personal auto policy to include coverage for such things. I'll just give you, these are just a couple of my insurance companies. Again, I want to reiterate, you need to contact your insurance agent or your insurance company to see how they are handling the COVID-19 stay safe, stay home mandate when it pertains to using your vehicle to deliver for your employer. All right. Now, first off, I want to talk about Frankenmuth Insurance and Safeco Insurance, two companies. Frankenmuth Insurance is a regional carrier. They do business in 28 or 29 states, mostly in the East and Midwest. Safeco Insurance Company is a national company, a part of the Liberty Mutual Group. So I would imagine Liberty Mutual, their policy would follow right along with what Safeco has. Now, this is the way I read the mandates or the coverage changes as they sent them to me via email. It says here, they allow for delivery of food using personal vehicles only. And that was underlined and bolded, only for those working at restaurants that did not have delivery prior to the COVID-19 mandate. So if you work for a sub shop that didn't have delivery before, or you know a small restaurant that only did takeout or dine in, that they're branching out to delivery in order to make ends meet, those types of businesses would be covered, okay, if you were to work for them and deliver on their behalf, okay? If you work for a pizza place that had delivery, like Pizza Hut or Domino's or Papa John's, you know, or sub places that did delivery already, or a restaurant that did delivery, you would not have coverage, okay? Because those businesses already had a delivery option prior to the COVID-19 mandate, all right? They're talking about they're wanting to cover the small mom and pop type places, or the places that only did dine-in or takeout. They aren't looking to cover you for delivering Pizza Hut or anything like that. Okay. The other thing that it says it does not offer coverage for those who use transportation networks like Uber or Lyft food delivery networks such as Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates to deliver food. Okay. So Frankenmuth Insurance and Safeco Insurance, their exclusion change only covers if you work for an employer that did not have delivery prior. If they did have delivery prior, there would be no coverage for what you're doing. Or if you're using a transportation network, like I said, Uber or Lyft, or Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, whatever other, networking type delivery services are out there. If you're using those, Frankenmuth and Safeco will not cover you, okay? Progressive Insurance, that's the next one I want to talk about. Progressive Insurance, the wording of the coverage update does not specifically exclude transportation networks or food delivery networks from coverage, okay? Of course, you need to contact the company or your agent to find out if you're covered while working for those networks. Yeah, it says that if you are using your vehicle for food delivery, delivery of medications, that kind of stuff, that you would have coverage. It does not specifically state that the business that you're working for must not have had a delivery option prior to the COVID-19 mandate. So if you're got a Progressive policy and you're working for Pizza Hut, the way that their coverage exclusion change reads, technically you would be covered delivering pizza for Pizza Hut or delivering for a restaurant that did have a delivery option to it. But again, you need to contact Progressive or your agent to find out if that indeed is true. But from the information that I've received, it does not specifically exclude those networks, okay, or specifically exclude businesses that offer delivery prior to the COVID-19 mandate. All right. Lastly, the last one that I got information from just recently is going to be from Foremost and Bristol West Insurance. The wording includes delivery of essentials, such as groceries, medicine, food, and medical supplies, and extends to both personal auto and motorcycle policies. Again, it does not say anything about transportation or delivery networks. It does not say, only businesses that did not have delivery prior to the COVID-19 mandate. So again, you need to check with Foremost or Bristol West or check with your agent. But it sounds like from the wording in the email, the information that I received, that if you do have a policy with Foremost or Bristol West for your personal auto or your personal motorcycle, that you would have coverage for delivering food, medicine, medical supplies, groceries through their company. All right. It's important to check with your insurance carrier to see how they will handle using your personal vehicle to deliver food and essentials either for your employer or on your own through a network. All right. Don't assume that since other carriers are offering the additional coverage that your carrier will as well. And again, these coverages are temporary. The insurance companies want to meet the need of their policyholders, so they're offering this coverage through the end of April. I'm sure that by the middle to late April, as we see how this mandate is going to continue to play out, if the government extends the social distancing and stay home and small businesses stay closed through the end of May, then I could see getting an email stating that because of the governmental mandate, we are extending these temporary modifications to our personal auto policies through the end of May. But right now, the information that I have is most of these carriers are running through April 30. I got one or two that's going to run through May 1st. So, I mean, really through the end of the month, these temporary exclusions or these temporary modifications to the exclusions are going to be in place at least through the end of the month. Okay. But again, I want you to contact your insurance company, your insurance carrier, your insurance agent to verify that the exclusion modifications would apply to your particular situation. It's very important. Don't just figure that, hey, if Safeco is going to allow for it or if Progressive is going to allow for it, then my insurance company is going to allow for it. Don't assume, okay? Get the facts, get the information. If at all possible, get something in writing and keep that with you. I mean, if you contact the insurance company, say, hey, here's my email address. Can you email me this information or can you email me a confirmation of the conversation that we just had? And keep it. Just in case an accident happens or a claim happens while you're delivering food or delivering medical supplies or whatever, you've got that piece of information from the company stating that you would be covered for delivering food, medicine, essential supplies, and whatnot. Okay. Again, I am Matt. I'm from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, and that's 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's going to be mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us, mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I promise next week I will have my disclaimer and ending music on the next podcast. But I want you to be safe, be healthy, practice social distancing. Again, working together and respecting each other, we will get through this pandemic crisis together. Take care, and I hope you have a good week.